Now listen to part of a lecture on the same topic you just read about.
Now, using ethanol has been supported by the United States government for many years now because it is a homegrown source of fuel. While the use of corn ethanol reduces the American dependence on foreign oil, there are still many drawbacks to its use. While gas mileage might be better, the price for biofuels won't really save people money. Sure, corn-based ethanol contains less energy than gasoline, but it is not cheap to produce. It takes a lot of energy to create ethanol from planting the corn, harvesting it, transporting it, converting it, and then distributing it. So it is actually a very expensive enterprise. Therefore, the cost to make this new energy source will cause the price of ethanol to be more than gasoline, and to be too costly for consumers. Another disadvantage is to the economy. Using corn as motor fuel will cause the price of corn to skyrocket. This is not only a problem for people who buy corn for themselves, but also for farmers in the beef and dairy industries. Corn is the main source for cows' feed. The demand for corn will create more competition in the marketplace, and this means that the corn prices will increase. So, in other words, using corn ethanol will hurt the American economy because it will make the price of corn way too high for various consumers. Finally, switching to corn-based ethanol isn't actually helpful to the environment. Using this biofuel, corn ethanol, in cars will increase the demand for corn, which, in turn, will lead to more farmlands created to supply the crops. When farmers expand their lands, the land absorbs more carbon. This means that carbon dioxide will continue to be released into the atmosphere, destroying the ozone layer, even if people start using carbon ethanol over fossil fuels.
Question. Summarize the points made in the lecture, being sure to explain how they cast doubt on the specific points made in the reading passage. You have 20 minutes to write. You may begin writing now.